I said during the season I was going to wait till the after the season to kind of soak in what happened. And I did that and realized that it's still the same game that I played when I was in youth football. And it's fun in that regard. I think you go into the off season and realize that how much fun it was to play in a game, and you're really trying to get back to that spot again, because that's what you play for. You play for the games and all those experiences.
How do you compare the value of what you're getting now with what you did in New York or what you did against Philadelphia? Because those, even though maybe they weren't all great moments, those were really valuable too.
Sure. I think there's no substitute for game reps. I think you make a mistake in practice versus making a mistake in the game when there's, you know, 80,000 people watching it. Really, you truly learn the lesson in a game. And with that, though, you're trying to turn the practices into a game-like situation so that when the bullets are flying, you're ready to go.
So what do you take from last year? I mean, the beautiful throws in New York, or does the Paul play stick with you? I mean, with your personality, what do you take from that?
It's probably a boring answer, a broken record, but you learn from the good and the bad, and trying to build on the good and learn from the bad, and really try not to make the same mistakes twice, and just add confidence to your game.
Does it make you that much more comfortable, though, you know, having those trials and tribulations last year coming into this year with the quarterback competition and going into the season?
It does. Like I said, it's when the bullets are flying. So when you make good plays in a game atmosphere, you realize, you know, you can do it. And that's a super powerful thing, to have that inner confidence going into a game that you've done it before.
Scott Lincoln mentioned they worked a lot with your footwork this offseason. Did they make many of those adjustments during the season, or how did they approach that? They kind of come in late, you know, and obviously try to be comfortable.
Right. It's different now with the new CBA, because you really can't have contact with your coaches until we start the second phase of the summer program. So it's really a shortened window, and you're pressing to make improvements because it is such a short window. And the good thing now is I've been able to learn it from the ground up, and so, you know, when I go home this off season, I'll have an idea of what everyone's looking for and kind of be able to self-coach myself.
How much is it helping you, Scott, that you've been in the system and last year, and helping you going into this year and just being in this job?
Yeah, it's big. Just, I said earlier, just being able to get a chance in the off season to learn stuff from the ground up, kind of learn the 101 of the offense, if you will. And that's been great for me to reevaluate, and maybe something that should have been a basic thing last year, you kind of have a moment this year, oh, that's what that meant. And it's been helpful to kind of slow down and learn it from the bottom.
Is the footwork thing the thing that they've tweaked the most with you in terms of fundamentally? Or?
Yeah, I think every offseason, it's every quarterback's looking to maybe not revamp your entire game, but you're trying to tweak a few things, and certainly I feel the same with my own game. So I've really enjoyed, you know, learning the fundamentals from the coaches, and try to embrace it and just improve on it every day. I think there's no better example than watching Aaron do it, and certainly watching him do it speaks volumes to the benefits of having the right fundamentals. So it's been great to, like I said, learn it from the bottom and have that time to focus on it rather than during the season when you're really just trying to get a playbook done.